Life Audio.
Man, this is a song. It's called I've Got to Get Sober. And we wanted to do a reaction to it.
Then you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
Hey, it's my birthday.
Hey, it actually is his birthday. Happy birthday, big dog.
28 years old,
man. 28. I was thinking 48, but yeah, man.
Well, okay.
28's never looked so good.
In reality,
how old are you?
I'm 41 years old today, August 25th.
Dang.
41.
Yeah. You feel older?
No, I feel the same.
Do you?
Yeah, I should have died a long time ago. So
that
is
true.
This is all bonus years, man.
Are you doing anything for your birthday?
I don't
know. Fam or?
Yeah, we'll probably do something.
A little dinner?
We'll probably do something. Probably do a little dinner. Probably, you know, get my kids to rub my feet or something.
Is there a certain kind of cake you like, or do you eat cake?
No. I'm not a big sweets guy. I'm a big bread guy. So, I don't know. We're just going to – it's 41. 40, we did something cool. We took, like, a bunch of our friends to – what's that magic restaurant?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, downtown Nashville.
Yeah, it's like underneath the Johnny Cash Museum.
I can't think of the name of it. I know what you're talking about.
It was cool.
Was it?
Like a little magic show, and you know, took a few people out there, so that was cool. So 41,
What's over the hill, 50?
40.
40's over the hill?
Yeah, dude.
Is it actually?
Yeah, man.
Dude, let's give it up for over the hill, Adam. Is 40 really over the hill, or is it 50?
Yeah, 40.
Well,
I've been over the hill for a year, man.
I'm going to start calling you over the hill, Adam, dude.
But your joke's like 365 days late.
Well, I mean, I didn't know. I thought it was 50.
Man, listen, you young bucks, man. Y'all just need to listen. Your elders, you see this right here?
How old do you think I am?
It's gray. It's wisdom, dude.
I believe that.
That's wisdom. 39.
Let's keep moving. Wrong.
All right. Hey. August 25th, you have 6 days until the benefit concert. Here is the quick promo video for that.
What if you can attend an amazing concert while helping to restore families? On Thursday, August 31st, International Overdose Awareness Day, S2L Recovery is hosting a benefit concert featuring Ben Fuller. At the cross. S2L.life. Use promo code FREEDOM for $5 off. Offer ends August 20th. Get your tickets now at S2L.life.
We're back. Hey, today we're going to do something special, man. This dude has been blowing up the internet. His name is Oliver Anthony. Man, he's a country singer, bluegrassy feel, sings from the soul, and he has been blowing up the internet with just his songs. And I think the popular one is Rich Man, North of Richmond.
Yeah.
But man, this is a song. It's called I've Got to Get Sober. And we wanted to do a reaction to it. This is truly a blind reaction. Haven't seen it. Looks like he recorded it on his iPhone, just face up. So we're going to watch it and listen to it, man. I'm sure you've probably seen this guy if you've been on the internet in the last 3 weeks, seen some things of him. But this is a song that maybe a lot of you haven't heard, and we're going to check it out. It's different because I have heard the Richmond song. He's definitely – normally we're kind of doing hip-hop and worship music. This one's a little bit different.
Yeah, I saw the Richmond, North of Richmond, like last week. It came up on my feed on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's got a unique voice for sure.
And that song – has some foul language in it, so if this song does, we'll just mute it. You know, if you're listening with your kids, you don't have to hide their ears, hide their eyes. We'll just mute it for this purposes. But we're gonna reach out. We're gonna try to get him on the pod, baby.
Come on, Oliver Anthony.
Let's do it.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up.
we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Woo. He's smooth with that guitar, man.
Well, the life we've been given and the way we've been living, just a song that we write till we die.
God.
Some people write songs on living just right, but I write mine on just getting by. And I'll go on a whim, start writing a hymn that sounds so sweet. But the troubles and the sin of the world that we're in knock me back off my feet.
All right, stop right there. I like his sound, man.
Yeah, he's got such a unique voice.
He's got some pipes, man. The country, bluegrassy pipes. But, I mean, he's just kind of playing, but he is smooth on that guitar, the sound he's getting out of it with his voice. And, I mean, even the words to the song so far, you know. We write songs until the day that we die, and he talks about sin. And I'm digging it.
Yeah, he said he writes songs I can't remember exactly how he worded it a couple of lines back, but to explain the times that he goes to, go back a little bit for the words so I can see them. Writing, hold on, that till we die, keep going forward. I write mine on just getting by.
Yeah.
You can kind of hear, he's got that voice too. Like he's just talking about, man, the troubles he goes through, stuff he experiences in life. But yeah, I like his voice. It's very unique.
Go on and start writing the hymn that sounds so sweet, but it says because of the sin, it knocked me off my feet.
Yeah.
All right.
But the troubles and the sin of the world that we're in knock me back off my feet. I gotta get sober.
Gotta get sober.
Gotta start living right. I don't know how it's gonna go, but it ain't gonna happen tonight. So pour 'em down strong till I drown. And if I wake up tomorrow when that sun comes back around, I'll be wishing I was sober.
I know that trap, man.
Yeah, I mean, the best day to quit's always tomorrow. Like, you know, and then a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years of tomorrows go by, and you wake up, and it's been a decade, and it's like, dang, I'm still doing the same thing. But it's so true. The best day to quit, getting high or drinking or whatever it may be, is always tomorrow.
I can put myself back. I mean, it's been 12 years. Gosh, now I'm 41. It's been 13 years. But I can relate to that. And not tonight. I have good intentions, but not tonight. I'll do it tomorrow. And then when you wake up, the sun comes back around, and you wake up in the morning, you wish you were sober.
Or the best day to go to rehab is always
tomorrow.
I'll go tomorrow. And that tomorrow never comes. And then you look up, and like I said, all this time has passed and wasted years.
Yeah, and there are pictures on our wall. In memory of, for men that we're going to rehab tomorrow.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yep. It's a sad thing.
Boy, I'm from East Tennessee. Boy, this is kind of hitting. This is bringing me back.
Well, the liquor and the bowl, they They've been saving my soul from the pain that the world's put on me.
Numbing it.
Lord, I know that upstairs there's an old man who cares, and one day he'll set me free.
Woo! One day he'll set me free. I like that, dude. I like that. I didn't like the first part, but I related that the liquor in the bowl, I think he said, saving my soul.
Mm-hmm.
When I know one day the man upstairs who cares is going to set me free.
Mm.
I like that.
I'll go on a whim, start writing a hymn that sounds so sweet.
Mm.
But the troubles and the sin of the world that we're in knock me back off my feet. I gotta get sober. I gotta start living right. And I don't know how it's gonna go, but it ain't gonna happen tonight. So pour 'em down strong.
Mm. I feel I drown. I feel that. I love that part about God setting you free, but his chorus is going back to that, but not tonight. And there's just such a hopelessness to that.
Yeah.
And man, if you're watching this, I want you to know, and I don't know how maybe this song, I doubt the song ends in a positive way just because I know kind of themes of songs. But I want you to know that there is hope. And if you feel the way that he's singing, you got to feel it. But if you're living that, I've lived that, man.
Yeah.
You've lived that.
Yeah.
You've got to understand, please. You don't have to understand, but I just hope you have ears to hear right now if that's you. There is hope, man. There is hope. How do I know? By the authority of God's word and my own testimony, 13 years of proclaiming that there is freedom from the man upstairs, as he said. There's absolute freedom in Christ. I'm not an addict, you know, just in remission. Hello, my name is Adam. I'm an addict. No. Hi, my name's Adam. I'm a bloodstained child of the kingdom. I've been set free, as he said, by that man upstairs, by God, through his son, Jesus Christ. I am free indeed, and there is hope. And I proudly tell you that today. Man, get help today. Pick up the phone. Google it. S2LRecovery.org. If you're a man and you need help, man, reach out to us. We've been there. We both went through that program.
Yeah.
Knowing that it wasn't going to be tonight and feeling that hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
But on this side of things, man, it's not life still throws storms at you, but not that. I have hope. And man, that is a powerful thing.
Yeah, and on the contrary, in and of myself, you know, as Adam said, we went through a decade long of addiction apiece. On the contrary, it was hopeless within myself.
Yeah.
It is. What he's saying is true. You know, it is hopeless within myself. Because I'm always going to gravitate towards doing what I want to do. And regardless of the consequences of it and how toxic it was, I continued to live that life of debauchery until I found the Lord.
Mm.
And no matter how many people I hurt, no matter how many laws I broke, no matter the consequences and the repercussions of the things that I was doing, it was absolutely hopeless and nothing was going to stop me from doing those things until I had an encounter with the Lord that changed everything for me. So understand that this is a spiritual battle just as much as it is mental, emotional, all of those things. It's a culmination of everything. But if you're not fighting it spiritually as well, you're going to fight a losing battle. So we found the Lord and things radically changed in both of our lives. So I would encourage you to begin to pursue your faith, to begin to pursue the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1:16-17 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Pursue the things of God. He desires to deliver you. He desires for you to be set free and for you to know him personally. So look up, begin to cry out to the Lord, because he can deliver you from whatever it is that is holding you captive.
Yeah. And the way that he can deliver you is in the verse he just read. He said, "Is the power, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for in it is the power of God." The power, that word in the Greek is dunamis, which is the root word that we get dynamite. Power. like dynamite has enough power to, you know, blow up this room or this building. But the gospel can change the human heart.
Amen.
And change the world, man.
Amen.
That's powerful.
And if I wake up tomorrow when that sun comes back around, I'll be wishing I was sober. Well, the life we've been given and the way we've been living, just a song that we write till we die.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Mm. That boy's singing from the soul.
I know, you could tell, now you could tell why he's blowing the internet up. You know?
And living out everything that he's singing right now.
Golly.
The struggle that he's had with getting sober. I don't know his story personally, but you could tell, he's living whatever it is that he's writing about and singing about currently. So, yeah, his voice is just unique. Like, I couldn't even think of anybody that I could say, oh, he sounds like so-and-so, or so-and-so sounds like him. I don't know.
No, he's unique. He's unique, and it's from his guts.
Yeah.
He's singing, man, his soul, like you said. Man, I kind of hit my point of, I don't want to say it again. There's hope, but there's two things I do want to say.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how epic an unplugged, just him and Chris Stapleton on a stage.
Yeah.
Singing from the soul, how epic that would be.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. And then number two, and I know you're going to love this, I would pay that man a crisp $100 bill to sing Rocky Top Tennessee. Rocky Top. Oh, man.
Him and Stapleton would be a classic. I saw Chris Stapleton live, like, I don't know.
Did you really?
A few weeks ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't stay. We only stayed for a few songs because he was last. It was at a huge festival, and there was like 60,000 people. And in order to get out before midnight, you got to leave early.
I'll say this again, which you busted on me on the podcast before. His national anthem at that Super Bowl was top two, man. I mean, Whitney Houston, him. It's the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Best I've ever seen.
Yeah. Now, he's a beast. Yeah, he's very unique. I would say like Chris Stapleton-esque. They're just their own style.
Yeah,
like they're
man.
Their own genre.
And he's just smooth with that guitar. Man.
Yeah, he is.
Smooth with it. Effortlessly, too. I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's a good song. I like it.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys want him on the podcast, man, go blow him up. Say, hey, get on Life After Addiction podcast. They reacted to you and share it with him. But, yeah, he's blowing up the internet. If he wanted to partner with us, clearly he has a, you know, he has a, he said freedom from the man upstairs. And so that's the answer. And there is freedom.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, if he's got a message to tell, a testimony to tell, let's get him on. Let's let him tell it. But
that Richmond, north of Richmond, his song was posted 6 days ago. It's got 12 million.
12.
That's crazy.
12 million. Well, this will be a few weeks ago. Probably 20 million by then. But, yeah, man, that's awesome. That's all I got.
I think that's it.
That's it. Life After Addiction. You better believe it.
Come on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Life After Addiction. Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Studio. For more Christ-centered addiction recovery resources, please visit S2L.net. That's S, the number 2, L.net. For more information about S2L's licensed and accredited residential program, please visit S2LRecovery.org. That's S, the number 2, L.recovery.org.
We want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the Life After Addiction podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of their faith-centered podcasts and their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much more. Thank you so much for listening today, and God bless.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.